بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مسجد دار السلام تورونتو كندا. Wednesday after 15 طلابي 25th of August 2010. Allah creates things from nothing. Whoever replies to the call of Adhan will get the blessings of saying the Kalima at the time of death. Try to cry during the recitation of the Quran. This is the first bayan of the six-day English program. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahib Damat Barakatuhu, who is visiting us from Blackburn, United Kingdom.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما وقال عز وجل ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا القرآن نزل بحزن إن هذا القرآن نزل بحزن فإذا قرأتموه فابكوا فإن لم تبكوا فتباكوا وتغنوا به فمن لم يتغن فليس منا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الترمذي صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected Honorable Ulama Ikram Mashaikh Idham, Honorable Qurra, Respected Huffaz, Respected A'imma, Respected Khutaba, Leaders, Elders of our community, Colleagues, Friends, Young Children in Islam, Honorable Mothers and Sisters, I would like to greet you with the beautiful greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it's been a great pleasure today to be at Dar es Salaam with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not my excellence, neither my kamal, that I am here today. It is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His grace. And it is only the fadl of Allah that He has enabled us to sit and talk and listen in regards to His beautiful deen, al-Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to thank Him frequently. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May we all say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for this favor. Today, in Salatul Taraweeh, the beautiful recitation from our A'immah, mashallah, Allah accept their recitation. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah make it a means of the increasing their iman and taqwa. Allah make it a means of increasing our taqwa and our iman. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. For that is one of the purposes of listening to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of a believer and a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ True believers are those when the name of Allah is mentioned in front of them, their hearts tremble with the fear of Allah. And when the ayats are recited in front of them, then the iman level increases. Subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Iman level should increase. When we listen to the verses of the Holy Quran, we listen with the love of the Quran, with the love of Allah, with the love of the Kalamullah, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely our iman will increase, inshallah. So this is one of the qualities of the Quran. And maybe many of us might not understand the Quran itself. Don't understand the translation of the Quran itself. Because maybe we might not be educated to that level. But it is the fadl and grace of Allah that even the kalam that me and you sometimes don't understand, alhamdulillah, it is the fadl of Allah that when we listen to the Quran, we have a special feeling in our hearts. Subhanallah. This is the barakah of the Quran. This is the mu'jiza of the Quran. This is the ultimate miracle. This is what changes people's hearts. This is what changes people's minds. This is what changes people's hearts and minds. And this is what will change, inshallah. We hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our lives to come, inshallah. Say inshallah. We hope inshallah, because that is what we live for. We live for to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's what we live for. And if we don't live for that, our life is purposeless. Then we live for nothing. This dunya will be given to anybody. In fact, Allah gives this dunya more to the non-Muslim than the Muslim. So we don't live for the dunya. We live for the akhirah. We live for the life after death. And for that, me and you will have to put our lives according to the Quran and the teachings of Allah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the Quranic recitation today, I would just like to mention a few ayats, inshaAllah. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some beautiful verses. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا. الله أكبر. Say subhanAllah. الله أكبر. Blessed is that being. Blessed is that being. Meaning who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تبارك الذي. Blessed is that being. الذي جعل. Which put. في السماء, in the skies. Constellations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put buruj in the skies. Allahu Akbar. Can we see what Allah has put sutun in the skies? Can we see them? No, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'ala fi as-sama'i buruja wa ja'ala fiha siraja. And Allah has put in the skies lamp. The sun, which gives us daylight. Yes or no? Huh? Subhanallah. Wa qamaran munira. And in the daylight, Allah has given us the sun. And in night time, Allah gave us the moon, which is the one which gives light, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Wa qamaran munira. Wa ja'ala al-layla wal-nahar. Wa huwa al-ladhi ja'ala al-layla wal-nahar. Khilfa. He made the day come after the nights, one after the other. He created them in a way that one comes after the other. If they were to come before each other, this world would be destroyed. Yes or no? This is why my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُنْ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُنْ. Verily it is Allah, it is none but Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ. It is Allah who created the power in the grain to open up, subhanAllah. It is Allah, say it is Allah, who created the power in the date stone, that when it is put into the land, it opens up, and a date plant and a date and a palm tree is grown from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That grain has no power to open. That date stone has no power to open. But the very being which opened it was none but Allah. Say it loud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was none but Allah. Inna Allah faliqul habbi wan nawa yukhrijul hayya min al mayyit. It is Allah who takes out from a living thing something that is dead, and it is Allah that takes out something dead that is from a living thing. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to explain to me and you, in our own selves, we were created from semen, which was nothing. We were created from semen, which had no life, which was nothing. Allah gave that semen life, and He created me and you like we are, subhanAllah. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah gave us the best of molds. Allah created us from nothing. The chicken lays an egg. The chicken is living, and it creates something that is dead. It creates something that is dead. An egg is an egg. We crack the egg and we can make a fried egg. We can make basically omelette. We can make what we want. But that same egg, if the chicken stays on it, and then after a few days, with the power of Allah, with the power of Allah, this egg will crack. And from that dead egg will come a living chick, subhanAllah. Say la ilaha illallah. This is the power of Allah. Inna Allah faliqul habbi wan nawa yukhrijul hayya min al mayyit. He takes the living out of the dead, and he takes the dead out of the living. Some of us have said, he takes a kafir out of a mu'min, and he takes a mu'min out of a kafir from a household. A father who is a Muslim, sometimes he gives birth to a child when later on he becomes a kafir, and sometimes a kafir, a non-believer, gives birth to a child, later on that child becomes a mu'min. And we know the examples of this, not only in ourselves, but we know the examples of this in the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa taslim. Zalikum Allah, Allah says, that is your Allah. That is Allah. فَأَنَّا تُفَكُونَ كَهَا بَتْكَ جَارِهُ. Where are you going astray? Where are you going away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions in the Quran, Allah is the one, يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, which enters the night into the day, which enters the day into the night. Sometimes our days are longer. In summer, we have long days. In winter, we have short days. Allah is the one within His power makes this day longer. Within His power makes this day shorter. Yet, the circulation of the sun and the rotation of the sun is happening with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rotation of the moon is happening with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this rotation, this circulation was to be tampered with for an iota of a minute, then the whole world will be destroyed. Yes or no? This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Furqan, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفًا. Allah is the one that has made the day and night come after each other. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. Allah says this is a means of remembrance, and is a means of a person who desires to remember Allah. These things are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ. Whosoever wishes to take heed from these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. أَوْ أَرَادَ الشُّكُورَ. And whosoever wants to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these verses should be sufficient. These verses should be sufficient. And then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And qualities of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Long ruku subhanallah. Qualities upon qualities upon qualities. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Who are the servants of Allah? عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ are those يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, who walk on the earth with humility. Allahu Akbar. Who don't walk with arrogance. Who don't walk with the chest out. And do the moon walk. And like talk. As though they're walking on the moon. La hawla wa la quwwata. You blow on them and they'll fall away. Huh? Yeah. You want to do the moon talk. Moon walk. With the chest out. Walking like that. You know, bouncer. Subhanallah. Yeah. As to act like the bouncer. You bounce in front of Allah's will. You go down. Subhanallah. The greatest and the most strongest wrestler that ever came on the face of this earth was none but our Habib, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, he could challenge maybe 40 wrestlers at any one time. But he had no arrogance. Allahu Akbar. He had no arrogance. He was humble. He had humility in himself. He never thinking big of himself. He never starts saying, oh, I'm this and I'm that. I'll give him a right blow and a left blow. And this is what will happen here. I'll become the world champion. Whoa, man. Big deal. Yeah. Here, humility is the quality of a believer. وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the arrogant and the ignorant, they start talking with them and they are talking futile language, they're not talking sense, they don't start arguing with them. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. Assalamu alaikum. See you later. Assalamu alaikum. That's it. Salam, salam. But what do they do? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ In the daytime, they make sure that they fulfill their responsibilities. But when night time falls, then that time is reserved for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا And those that spend the night for their Lord, meaning in the service of the Lord, meaning in the worship of their Lord. And how? In sajda. The sajda, which is the position which is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a banda, a servant of Allah, is closest to Allah, when he is in the sajda, and when his forehead is on the ground, and when he's saying to Allah, Allahumma ghfirli, wahdini, Allahumma ghfirli, wahdini, Allahumma ghfirli, wahdini, Allahumma srif anni azaba jahannam, inna azabaha kana dharama. When he's saying to his Rabb, he's making dua, and he's beseeching Allah for his forgiveness. He's saying, Oh Allah, have mercy on me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, save me. Save me from the torment fire hell. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Turn me away from the hellfire. Turn the azab of Jahannam away from me. This is the Ibadur Rahman. These are the Ibadur Rahman. At night time, not roaming around in Thorncliff, visiting Tim Hortons and spending the rest of your time in Tim Hortons and in basketball or in football or volleyball. That is not Ibadur Rahman. Wa Ibadur Rahman are those Alladina Yabituna Lirabbihim Sujjadan Wakhyama. Those that spend the night not playing cannonball, not playing cards, not wasting their time in futile activities. Fine. Reserve a period of time to get fresh our own mind, but to spend the whole night in these activities, in this blessed night, it can never ever be justified. No Maulvi will tell you this. Even if they do, send them to me, I'll try and explain to them inshallah. No Maulvi can justify the big nights of Ramadan, and you want to spend them in volleyball and basketball and cannonball and cards. No, you can reserve that time for some time else. These nights are precious, subhanAllah. They don't come every year. They don't come every time. They only come once in a year. So how can we waste them? We never know if we're going to get them again. Nobody knows who's going to live till next year. We don't even know if we're going to get them again. Many of our brothers and sisters were with us last year. Today they ain't with us. Today they're in their graves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before Ramadan would come, he would make a dua. He would make a dua. Allahumma barik li fi Rajab wa Sha'bana wa ballighna Ramadan. That Allah give me life, that I get Ramadan because of the barakats of Ramadan. And Abdullah Abdurrahman, Fatima Zaina, wants to spend these blessed nights in gossip and in town centers, doing their Eid shopping and whatnot. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We cannot waste these precious moments. You know, when somebody wants to watch a match, or they want to see a game, and they say, you know, the most precious time is when they score a goal or something, you know, or when they're playing something and cricket, or they put somebody out or something, or somebody hits a sixer, like we always hit sixers in our lives, yeah? All of the time hitting sixers, giving here and there and everywhere, you know. Our talk is always six. Chagga lagata har martaba, samjhe na? Samajh mein aaya na kya bol raha hu? Chagge lagate yani jeb se baat karte hain. Talking from the pockets, yeah? No reality. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So I'm saying that these nights should be reserved for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ And those that say, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ Oh Allah, turn away from us the adab of Jahannam. For this is a very severe torment. And this place to go is a very bad place to go. إِنَّهَا سَأَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا It is a very bad abode to go to, the Jahannam. And then qualities upon qualities upon qualities, inshallah. If Allah gives us tawfiq in the days to come, inshallah, we'll mention a few other things, inshallah. But just to mention the hadith, which I quoted in my khutbah, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, I think is the rawi, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ نَزَلَ بِحَزَنٍ This Quran has been revealed for a concern, for a worry. It's been revealed so that we feel some concern and worry. And what is our concern and worry? Akhirah. What is it? Akhirah. Nazala bihazan. It's been revealed for a concern. It's been revealed for a cause and concern and worry. And the worry and cause and concern is that when we face our Lord, فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. When he stands in front of his Lord, and his Lord is pleased with him, and his Rabb says, go to Jannah, that is everlasting abode, subhanAllah. That is when he's going to be successful. That is when he's going to say, well, I'm successful, I've got my results, I'm a happy man or a woman today. إن هذا القرآن نزل بحسن. But when we read the Quran, like our Qari Sahib read the Quran, mashallah. Our Imam Sahib read the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَبْكُوا. When you read the Quran, then try to cry, Allahu Akbar. Cry reading the Quran. It will change your hearts. And if you can't cry, unfortunately, our hearts have become so hardened. Because we don't give heed to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see the situation of the Muslim Ummah in our masajid today at the most blessed time of the day, which is before Salatul Maghrib. The most blessed time. The Muaddin is going to be giving the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, and there you see people gossiping around. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. At the time of Adhan, speaking and talking, not giving importance to the words of Adhan. Ulama have said, Mashayikh are sitting here, ask them, if a person talks whilst the Adhan is taking place and he doesn't give importance to Adhan, Allah will create his heart, in his heart, qasawa, Allahu Akbar. Allah will make his heart hardened and then no khair will go in. Allah protect the Zameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Allah protect the Zameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. We don't give importance. We think, oh, I've got a few minutes to talk now. Adhan is taking place. He is calling you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to success. Come to prayer. He is calling out the call of prayer. And here we are talking about other things besides the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of Adhan, there should be silence. At the time of Adhan, there should be silence. Many a people I see, this is a common problem, not only in this country, but I've seen it in many countries that are traveling. Unfortunately, Muslim Ummah, that's why we're seeing khair sometimes is not going into our community. Why? At that time, we take these as small things. Oh, what's the big deal? Talking during Adhan. I've not done anything kufr. I've not done anything bad. I've not done anything wise. So what's the big deal about it? Yeah? But we don't realize that these small, small things end up in big things. End up people actually rejecting deen. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah save us and protect us. Consequences are severe. They end up when a person doesn't give importance to the call of prayer. Then it ends up that at the time of his deathbed, he will reject the kalima la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. People will say talqeen to him. They say la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I say no. How are my children? What's my wife doing? What's happening? Dunya will come into him. Dunya at that time. At that time, Allah will not protect him from a bad death. Because when the name of Allah was called out, and it was wajib, it was necessary for him to give reply to the adhan. It wasn't sunnah. It was necessary for him to give reply to the muadhin by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, by replying. But he didn't give importance to that. He put his that aside and he started talking about dunya. Our masajid responsibles, our aima, a humble request from me. Please give importance to this aspect. Encourage our musalliyan to be quiet at the time of adhan. Encourage them. Keep on reminding them. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reminder will definitely benefit the believers, inshallah. We're not gonna belittle anybody. We're just gonna remind each other. Because we need reminding. Shaitan and nafs is with us all the time. We need reminding, brothers and sisters. So we just remind, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it's adhan time. I have to stay quiet. You will see the nuraniyat of that. And mashayikh have said, ke jo adhan ke waqt adhan ka jawab deta hai, The one who replies to the adhan, there is very great hope. There is very great hope. Allah will give him the kalima is shahadat on his deathbed, inshallah. Look at the rewards. The consequence is severe if we go against it, but the reward is so high if we act upon it, subhanallah. So فَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَبْكُوا. When you read the Quran, try and cry. But if we can't cry, unfortunately, our hearts have been hardened and we have difficulty in crying, then Rasulullah has made it easy for me and you. He's made it easy for me and you. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. It's as if you can't cry, then just make a face of crying. Just try to act. Allahu Akbar. Act like you're crying, subhanallah. You know, just acting will give you the reward, subhanallah. Eh? Just acting. Agar ro nahi sakte, to rone ka chehra hi bana de, Allahu Akbar. When I just remember one incident, I would mention that and finish it off. There was one Haji sahab. He never knew. We were so lucky, mashallah. We have our institutions. Mashallah, many I see faces here. Or some of our students that have graduated from Darul Ulooms and Jami'ats, mashallah. Some of the young boys must be praying in madrasas. Alhamdulillah, we're privileged, we're honored to have so much, mashallah, dini khidmat taking place for us. Yeah, our elders have an opportunity, mashallah, that if they give a bit of sacrifice and they go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi has basically started a chalta firta madrasa, mashallah. Yeah? A madrasa which is a mobile madrasa, mashallah. A mobile madrasa. You enter that madrasa for 1 day, for 2 days, for 3 days, for 7 days, for 10 days, for 40 days, for 4 months, however much time you can give. But you enter into that madrasa and you try and learn your deen, inshallah. Subhanallah. Great work of da'wah tabligh. Right? We've got the madaris, we've got the maksab. Some people are not privileged of that. They don't have the opportunities. They haven't got financial backing that they can go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their situation doesn't allow them. And they don't even know how to read the Quran. There was a Haji sahab. He never knew, but he had love for Islam. He had love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He started to read the Quran. He opens the Quran. He never knew Quran. He never knew a word. He didn't even know how to recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Maybe he knew that by heart, but he didn't know how to read it. Allah. He never knew how to read it. He would put his finger on the Quran. It's his first verse. Sadaqah. Allah, you have spoken the truth. Allah. Every verse he would read, oh Allah, you have spoken the truth. Oh Allah, you have spoken the truth. He just passing his finger, merely passing his finger through the whole Quran. Every ayat he would pass, he would say, Sadaqallah, 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 Sadaqta Ya Rab. You have spoken the truth, oh Allah. You have spoken the truth, oh Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody saw in his dream, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Jannah, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Yeah. We're so lucky. We've got a'imma, we've got khutaba, we've got ulama, we've got qurra, we've got khutaba, we've got these opportunities. Try and understand the Quran. But if we can't, then at least we should try and, when we come a word where we see Jahannam, yeah? We know Allah is talking about Jahannam. Then we should try and cry at that time. When we see the word Jannah, they say Allah is talking about Jannah. Then we should try and make a happy face. Yeah? We should be happy. Allah is mentioning about Jannah. And we hope Allah will grant me Jannah, inshallah. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَبْكُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَتَغَنَّوْا بِالْقُرْآنِ وَتَغَنَّوْا بِهِ. Pray the Quran in a melodious voice. Pray it in a beautiful way that people, when they listen, it has an effect on the hearts. Don't just pray it in a way that somebody will listen and go to sleep. No. Yeah? People go to sleep in many occasions. When you want to go to sleep, kisi ko bayan mein bitha do, sona jayega, mashallah. Sakinat zyada nazil hoti hai, mashallah. Jab bayan mein baitho, sona hai, so raha hai. Neend nikala, he's taking sleep, you know, he's dozing off. In a religious talk, he dozes off. He's watching the football, he doesn't blink. Sleep doesn't come there. He's watching the cricket match, the volleyball. Shut up, go man, I want to concentrate, yeah? Give me some water, I'm feeling sleepy, yeah? He wants to wake up again, subhanallah, yeah? He was full concentration on the match. He's watching a movie. Hey man, movie man. I'm moved, man, mashallah. I'm moved by the movie. Give me something. I want to watch this movie. And he's having his popcorn, yeah? Like this. Normally have this perception, you know, that going to the cinema, having a popcorn or some drink or whatever, and munching, and eating away, and watching the big screen. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So people want concentration. But concentration should be in Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتُمُوهُ فَبْكُوا. And when you read the Quran, read it in a melodious voice, in a sweet voice. And if you can't, Try and learn it from others. Try and imitate the qira'atul a'imma from Haram. You know, listen to the cassettes. Listen to the a'imma's qira'ats. And inshallah, try and copy their way they recite. Inshallah, it will be a means of elevating our iman. Inshallah, I am very sorry. I have actually taken more than I should be. I think Maulana's tawajjuh came on to me and overpowered me and gave me more power. MashaAllah, his spiritual power overpowered me. I ask for your forgiveness that I've taken more than the time I actually anticipated. I can see Brother Ihsan looking at me there. And Maulana, you said you only will speak for 15 minutes, but it's happened sometimes. It was beyond my control. What I had to say came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me the tawfiq and you the tawfiq to act upon what has been said and heard. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Islam and Iman. May He make us true Muslims. May He make us the true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May He make us from the Ahlul Qur'an. Yeah. Say Ameen. May He make us from the Ahlul Qur'an wa khassatu. May He make us from the Ahlullah, from the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are the people of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the people of Allah, the Ahlullah, or Ahlul Qur'an. These are the people of the Qur'an. When we pray the Qur'an, we contemplate on the Qur'an, and we remember Allah, and we contemplate on our lives. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُ وَبِحَمْدِهِ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ فَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا أحسن الجزاء في الدارين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.